that and the corners and then on the other one here. And that kind of a zigzag rail fence.
Well, now, did these have any nails in them?
No, ma'am. Uh-huh. Them were just laid up and the weight of them kept them there.
Were there different kinds of rail fences, or were they all...
Yes, and there was a pine rail fence and a oak rail fence. Mm-hmm. I know my father, when I grew up, he owned a piece of ground on, we call it on the river, Obignon. It's about 5 miles. But after the Civil War, there wasn't much cleared land, and he got a chance to buy a piece of cleared land in there. And that defense started with oak rails.
Uh-huh.
The same kind of procedure, got the oak rail, but I mean, he cut a tree on about a 10-foot block and split it with wedge and axes,
mm-hmm,
and made a rail fence. Well, one thing impressed me about that one time, I told you my mother was raised over yonder. Well, we were out there. We'd go to what you call Bethel Church over there, and then her home wasn't but about a mile and a half further on. Well, we'd go there to church and then go on up there to dinner Sunday. And we were going over there, and when we come home that evening, a neighbor from in here, a Mr. come in here, and he said to Papa, he said, Virgil, he said, the bunch of feel up today, he said, it was Sunday, somebody fired the woods up there, and they had burned 180 panels of that fence, that 10-foot fence, and it would go about, it was further than from here out to the paved road,
mm-hmm,
burnt, and, we had what we call done planted corn. Well, at that time, the stock roamed all over the woods. But I mean, it wasn't, you didn't have to pen them. And, he got around here and he got the neighbors and they went in there and they split about enough rails in the next day to fix that fence.
Good gracious alive.
And it, 100 panels and there's about 10 rails to the panels, so you see they had to split about 1,000 rails.
Uh-huh.
They put them up by the time they split them too, but some there couldn't do much splitting could lay the rail.
Uh-huh.
They put it back though. By the second day it was back in the field.
Gee, that's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
I reckon that would be a bunk. We have a bunk meeting going on in Springfield now.
Oh, really?
Camp meeting. I mean, it is, they have what they call tents out there, but the houses, and they stay from, like, yesterday till Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm. What do you call low ground in a river valley, or maybe just low ground in a field where people plant crops?
Well, we call them swamps or ponds.
Okay.
Out here it's a pond, and down yonder it's a swamp. What I mean, the Savannah River swamp is what I'm talking about. Well, we have a stream here that comes from Scriven County and winds through and goes back into the creek down here, known as Ebenezer Creek with us.
Okay. Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Uh-huh.
Well, we haven't anything here but these paved roads. I don't know. I think this last one was topped with blacktop. I don't know. It's all.
Well, now, what about roads that people used to use?
Well, they were dirt roads. Dirt roads. The most famous road that we had in this part